We're at the Surrey Heath Museum. I'm talking to Gillian Barnes-Riding, who is the manager of the museum. Is that right?
Senior Museum Officer.
Same difference.
It's all in words.
they used to call them curators, didn't they, in the old days? Now, you've got a fantastic exhibition on it at the minute. I was just passing by and I just popped my head through the door and you've got this incredible exhibition on. Tell us a little bit about it.
Thanks, Paul. It's spring cleaning. It's on till the 15th of June and it's looking at how people cleaned their homes, sort of all household jobs 100 years ago. So we've got a section on cleaning, on washing and on cooking. A few electrical products, but they're not in the kitchens and people, it's very much sort of past household items, past knowledge passed on. And it's a time before labour-saving devices such as washing machines, hoovers, cookers, gas cookers start to come in.
And I noticed there's one item you've got there, which is a hoover. An incredible looking gadget.
Yeah, it's actually called a pump suction vacuum cleaner. Right. And it's a Star vacuum cleaner. It was produced up until 1936, even though you had hoovers from that time onwards. But it literally just pumps. Right. So it's got a tiny nozzle at the end, and you'd literally just go around pumping.
Right, yeah. Looks like quite a lot of hard work as it happens. And there's also a beautiful cabinet.
Yeah, it's a kitchen cooler cabinet, and it's where you'd store a lot of fresh food. It has tin-lined drawers to keep things. This is a time before fridges, so it's keeping things as cool for as long as possible. And people bought daily because they couldn't always preserve food for the same period. They did have ice boxes, so they'd buy ice and they'd pack things in. But it's not like today. There was no freezers, there's no fridges. And it's made by Hygiena, which started in Liverpool in the late 20s. Ours is probably around 1930s, and it has all the original fittings.
Absolutely beautiful. It's in pristine condition.
Yeah, it is. And you can see the drawers. It has an egg tray. It has a flour hopper, flour funnel. Yeah. And it also has a pull-out shelf, which you would actually prepare the food on. It's sort of like a mini kitchen in a cupboard.
And today you're holding an event for children. And so there's a lot of children here. I think that, I know my daughter, some of this stuff would seem really alien to her. Actually, some of it looks alien to me, to be honest with you. So I think they might actually find it fascinating that that's how people used to do things.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's things like a little dustpan for brushing crumbs off the table.
Yeah.
There's a knife cleaner to clean the knives. You know, there's all sorts of things which were there all the time, but they just would have been around. The event we have on today is a toddler session called Easter Cookies. We run these sessions quite regularly on our Tuesdays and Saturdays, and there's always a craft activity, there's colouring in and there's toys to play with. We've got other events.
Yeah, so what have you got coming up in the future?
Well, for Local History and Community Month, which is May, we really wanted to bring the objects out in the archives and let people see the stores. So on Saturday the 11th, we've got a special behind the scenes day from 11
till
2.
I think that would be amazing. I know that because when I first met you, it was in my role as a councillor. You came to one of our scrutiny committees and we got a tour around the archive. It was incredible.
Yeah, it is. We've got a lot to sort out down there, but the stores are for the people of Surrey Heath.
Right.
So we're a small museum. We can't get them out all the time. By taking people down to the stores, it gives a chance for people to see the type of items we have in the collection.
And we plan to do a podcast from the store. You and I are going to walk around and just see what we can find.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks before as a bit of a build-up to that event. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic, Paul.
Gillian, thanks very much.
Brilliant. Cheers.